This is Adam Neeson interviewing Gail Leslie Neeson on February 2nd, 1982. Mrs. Neeson, describe the house you lived in as a child.
Before I do that, I think we ought to make a note of the fact that February 2nd, 1982 is Adam's 10th birthday. Let's hear it for the announcer. Okay. The house I lived in as a child was in Rockville Center, New York. It was a small colonial set on a little hill. It had three bedrooms and 1 1/2 bathrooms. And it didn't even have a den, but it was a cute house.
Okay. Tell me about your family life. Tell me about your brothers, sisters, and friends.
I have one sister who's 3 1/2 years younger than I am. Her name is Drew. And that's my only close sibling. My parents are still well. And as a child, I had a lot of friends who lived in the neighborhood, and we would all congregate very often at my house. And we would play because we had a big finished basement in the house, and there was lots of room to roam.
Did you have any friends? Like, tell me the names of your friends.
And I had a friend named Linda, who I'm still friendly with. And another friend of my sister's, really, who became a friend of mine, named Ellen. And some other people who I barely remember. I think my best friend in those years was a girl named Carolyn. And through grade school, she was my dearest friend.
Do you remember their last names?
No, I don't.
Okay. Tell me about your pets. Do you have any pets?
No, I had I had no wonderful pets. I had two parakeets, because that was all my parents would permit in the house. And I had some guppies intermittently. But as a result of that, the first thing that Fred and I did when we got married was get a dog, because both of us felt like deprived children. As for chores, every night my sister and I had to clear the table and put the dishes in the dishwasher and make sure the kitchen was all straightened up. And occasionally we helped our mother straighten up in our rooms.
Mrs. Neeson, what was your dog's name?
My dog's name was Stash. He lived 13 1/2 years. He only died last year.
How old is he? Besides 13, what else was he old?
Before then he was 12 and 11 and 10 and 9. That's not a very
good... how old?
Oh, he was 100 years old, but he didn't act. He acted like a young kid. But he just was old when he died.
Did your parents both work?
Well, my father worked all the time, and my mother didn't work until junior high school and high school. My mother is a registered nurse, and when we were older, she went back to doing per diem nursing 2 days a week at a local hospital.
Did the whole family eat meals together?
Yes, we did. Every night, my father would be home at about 5 or 5:30 each evening, and we would eat every dinner together. We would sit down as a family and eat.
Okay. Did you have a TV? And tell me, describe the TV. What color was it?
All right.
White, was it black?
When I was a small child, I even remember when there was no such thing as television. It had not yet been invented for mass production. However, when it was ultimately produced, I was about 3 or 4 years old, and yes, we did have a TV. I may have even been 2 years old, and we had a television. However, it was quite small. The screen was quite small. And in front of it, it had a large magnifying glass so that the whole family could sit in the room and watch television rather than being crowded up around it. So I have had a TV since I'm a little girl.
What did you do for recreation?
As a child, there was a variety of things we did for recreation. Primarily, we would congregate with our friends and play in someone's house. In addition, we would go roller skating or ice skating if our parents would take us, because in the suburbs, you couldn't do those sorts of things by yourself. Occasionally, we would go to a park and have a picnic. Frequently, as I became 10, 11, 12 years old, a couple of us would go to the movies on Saturday afternoon, and that was quite a big treat.
Okay. Tell me about your experiences in school, your teacher, your favorite subject, and your activities and grades.
All right. In grade school, I had one particular teacher that stood out amongst all the rest, and his name was Mr. Mackin. He was my sixth grade teacher. He did a lot of special projects and fun things that the whole class participated in. I remember a lot of them had to do with history and government. Another thing that we did was the school had just built a new addition, so in the back, on the blacktop, we did a painted picture of the world, a flat picture of the world that the whole class did, and it took us quite a long time, but it was a lot of fun. I didn't care for after-school activities. I hated staying after school, so I didn't participate in any of those things. As for my grades, I did quite well in grade school and reasonably well in high school, and never really had to worry about getting poor grades. It just didn't happen. The subject I always liked the best was English, and secondarily was math. I did eventually become an English teacher.
How did you get to school?
When I was in grade school, I lived close by and I always walked. In junior high school and high school, the town I lived in had only one of each of those schools, and if you lived more than a mile from the school, you were bused. So I was bused. The high school eventually, however, lifted that requirement, and I did have to walk to high school. But when I was 16, I got a car, and I was able to drive myself.
Describe your school. How many children in your class?
All right, my grade school was a grade school similar to Robertsville, and there were perhaps 20 or 25 children in each class. Junior high school was the same, and high school was pretty much the same, too. The physical layout of the high school I went to, however, was unique in its day. In fact, it won an award. It had one central area which housed all the common areas, such as the cafeteria and the gym, and another area we called the commons. The other four buildings housed each of four other departments. So to get from one class to another, you had to walk outside, or if you wanted, the whole school was connected through the second floor, and you could be inside the whole time.
Okay. What memories do you have of high school or college?
My memories of high school and college are all so pleasant. I had a good time, I had a lot of friends, and I did wonderful things. I went away to college and lived in a sorority house, and that was a tremendous treat also.
Could you tell me about your marriage? How did you meet your husband?
I met my husband when I was a little girl, and I was away in sleepaway camp, and he was at the same camp. However, we never dated, and subsequently, after college, in fact, we were both in attendance at the same party, and he just flipped out to see me. And when I got back to I was living in Manhattan at that time in an apartment with two other girls. I got back to my apartment, and 3 o'clock in the morning, the phone rang, and he called to ask me if I'd like to go to a movie with him that evening. That was at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I swore I would never go out with him. I thought he was a real jerk for calling. However, we did end up together. He was very persistent, and he definitely did the right thing.
Tell me about your wedding.
My wedding was on a hot July day. It took place at my parents' home in Rockville Center, and there were about 100 people to a cocktail party. It was pleasant, but we didn't really choose to have a wedding like that. We really wanted to have just 2 or 3 people and get married by a rabbi. But we were talked out of that, and this was the next best thing.
How were you talked out of the rabbi and stuff?
Well, my aunt thought it wouldn't be nice to have such a tiny little wedding, and she convinced my parents that we should have something of a larger fashion, which is what we did, so it was pleasant.
Okay. Describe your first home after you were married.
When we got married, we moved to an apartment in Riverdale in the Bronx in New York City. And it was a beautiful apartment. It had 2 big bedrooms and 2 bathrooms and a nice kitchen. And it was just a very cheerful, very nice apartment. Definitely not your average tiny little newlywed's home.
Okay. Tell me about your philosophy. In your opinion, what are the greatest advances that have taken place in your lifetime so far?
So far, the greatest advance that has taken place in my lifetime was the fact that men were able to be sent to the moon. I thought that that was such a tremendous thrill and a very, very interesting occurrence that from which very, very many important benefits to mankind came about.
Okay. Now, what has given you the greatest pleasure?
The greatest pleasure in my whole life so far is that I have 2 lovely children. I always dreamed about that as a child and as a young woman, and it was just every bit as good as I thought it would be. Having children is just the greatest thing anybody could ever do.
What have been your greatest worries or concerns?
My greatest concern is that my family should be well and happy, but primarily well, because it's very hard to be anything else if you're not well.
What do you consider to be your greatest achievement?
So far, I believe my greatest achievement has been bringing up two lovely children who will become, I hope, productive members of society, bringing people into the world who have value and can do other good things for society.
Do you have a philosophy of life with your descendants?
To share with my descendants?
Yes.
Perhaps. I think that one of the things I've learned through some of the good and bad is that today is a very important day. And although tomorrow, we have to worry about tomorrow, I believe that today is, we have to try to be a good person and try to enjoy ourselves and to make the very best of every single minute, not to let the time slip away from us, because we never really know how much time we have.
Okay. Now, with the things you just told me, why did you think the space program was a good, giving you
a wonderful thing?
A greatest advance.
Because it's something that many have been talking about since the beginning of recorded time. That is, the traveling of man between one universal satellite and another universal satellite. And it actually happened in my time.
Okay. Now, were you scared when the men landed on the moon?
No, not at all, because I knew that we would never have sent men there if we would not be able to return them properly. It was an exciting kind of awareness, but it wasn't anything, I wasn't nervous about the men.
Okay. Were there any crashes before the men took off?
There were people who died in the space program, but not concerned with this particular flight.
Like, who died, you know?
Gus Grissom, somebody white, and I forget the third man's name. They died in a test chamber several years before the men were flown to the moon.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Neeson. You're a wonderful interviewer.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Adam Neeson. I am interviewing my father, Fred Stanley Neeson, on February 2nd, 1982. Mr. Neeson, describe the house you lived in as a child.
I lived in an apartment. I didn't live in a house, and I lived in New York City, and there was one bathroom, a very small kitchen. It had a living room and two bedrooms. And I lived there with my mother and my father and my grandfather and my mother's sister, my aunt.
Okay. Tell me about your family life, your brothers, sisters, and friends.
Well, I had no brothers.
Okay.
And I didn't have any sisters.
Okay.
Therefore, I was an only child.
I see.
And so I had a few friends that lived in the neighborhood. One of my friends was very talented. He was very artistic. His name was Richard. And we used to breed fish together.
Yeah.
And another one of my friends always got in trouble. And we used to get in trouble together.
Okay.
Right.
Did you have any pets and chores when you were little?
Yes.
Yes, I had pets. I had a chameleon. I had hamster.
Yeah.
Chipmunks. And I had fish. And I had a chore. I used to have to clean up the fish tank and clean my hamster's cage and my chipmunk's cage. So I had chores, yes.
Okay. What were your pets' names? Did you, or didn't you name them? What was your hamster's name?
I don't remember.
Your chipmunk's name?
I don't remember.
Your other pet's name?
I don't remember.
Your fish's name?
I can't recall.
Okay. Did your parents both work?
No, my father worked. My mother did not.
What kind of job did your father have?
My father worked in the post office.
Good. Did the whole family eat meals together?
Not really. I would eat my dinner with my mother and my grandfather and my Aunt Evelyn most of the time because my father usually worked in the evenings. So we didn't really always eat dinner together.
Did you have a TV?
Well, we got a TV when I was about, I guess, 8 or 9 years old. Small little one.
Do you recall how big it was?
Small.
What did you do for recreation?
Oh, we used to play stickball in the streets. That's like baseball, only with a broom handle. Uh-huh. And we used to play punch ball, where we punch the ball. And we used to play hopscotch. And we used to play hide and seek. And we used to play a game called Ring-a-Levio, which was like running between bases, and then somebody would try to catch you when you were running between the bases. Okay.
Okay. Tell me about your experiences in school, teachers, favorite subjects, activities, and grades.
Well, the first teacher I really remember is Mrs. Davidson. I had her in fifth grade. She made my life an absolute misery. She was very, very strict. But I did learn an awful lot from her. My favorite subjects in school were math and science. And as I got older and I went to high school, my grades were very, very good. I usually got A's and A minuses. Yeah.
How did you get to school?
Well, we walked. I lived close to school, and so I would walk to school. No school that I went to was more than maybe half a mile.
Describe your school and how many children in the class.
Oh, they were very big. They weren't very pretty. And narrow corridors and dingy classrooms. And each class probably had about 30 children in them.
Okay. What memories do you have of high school or college?
Oh, very, very good memories, actually. In high school, I enjoyed all of the courses I took. I was on the fencing team, so I fenced while I was there, and I also ran track. And I have fond memories of that, and I had friends that were in what was called Arista, which was a National Honor Society. And I had nice memories in high school. And in college, we had a very good time. I was in a fraternity, and I have a lot of friends from college. And just like Mommy knows, I'm still friendly with many, many people that I went to college with.
Okay. Did you win any awards in any of your activities or anything in high school or college?
Yes, I did.
What kind?
Well, I won PSAL championship for fencing. I was captain of the fencing team. I won academic honors for scholastic achievement in science and math, and that was also in high school and in college. Yeah.
Tell me about your marriage.
Yes.
How did you meet your wife?
Ah, that's really very, very funny. Gail and I went to camp together as children, and we've known one another since we were about 10 years old. But I hadn't seen Gail for, at least 8 or 9 years. And I went to a party that a friend of mine was having after the summer, And she showed up with a fraternity brother of mine from college on a blind date. And he proceeded to introduce me to her, which I immediately said, I know her. And the next thing I did is I called her up. In fact, I called her up that night at about 3 o'clock in the morning. And she said to me, what are you, crazy? 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd never go out with you. Well, that was the beginning of the end, and about 8 months later, we got married.
Tell me about your wedding.
Oh, our wedding was on July 2nd. Mommy thought it was the 3rd. She thought it was the wrong month or whatever. It was July 2nd. It was really a hot day. We got married at Mommy's house in Rockville Center. And they had the air conditioning running all day to keep the house nice and cool. And right before the wedding, this man came in to what they call kosher the kitchen. And he used a blowtorch to heat, to clean out all the stoves and everything. And he heated the house up to the point where the air conditioning had served no purpose. It was like an oven in the house. The house was absolutely beastly. And we got married in front of the fireplace in the living room in Mommy's parents' house. It was really a wedding I could have missed, actually. It was not one of the most fun affairs I've ever been to. But the outcome was very pleasant.
Tell me about your first home after you were married.
We lived in an apartment in Riverdale, New York. It was not too bad. It was pretty big, actually. I had like some really big closets, I remember. Had a dishwasher, that was very important. Mommy refused to move any place that didn't have a dishwasher. So we had to have a place that had a dishwasher, and it had a big living room, and it had 2 bedrooms. And we didn't think we were going to need that second bedroom for a while, but it turned out Stephanie occupied that second bedroom for quite some time. It was a study at first, and it was nice living there.
Tell me about your philosophy. In your opinion, what are the greatest advances that have taken place in your lifetime so far?
Well, I think really the greatest advances in the area of aerospace. The men going to the moon probably was something that has had the greatest impact upon me. I never really thought that I would ever see men going to the moon, let alone coming back. And Mommy and I, in fact, stayed up one night to watch the men landing on the moon. And that to me, was one of the greatest advances, yes.
Do you think it's right to spend money on space program since you brought it up?
Yes, I really do, because I think a lot of the advances and a lot of the benefits that we have today have come from the space program, such as in the area of computers. The miniaturization of computers have come from the space program. The advancement in the automobile industry has come out of the space program. Agriculture has benefited greatly. The preponderance of food that has been created because of satellites and their ability to predict the change in weather and to survey the planet has been greatly enhanced.
Were you scared when the man landed on the moon? Did you think something would happen to him?
No, I really didn't. I was pretty confident that if we could get him there, I was pretty confident we could get him back.
Okay. What has given you the greatest pleasure?
Actually, my children, I think, have given me the greatest pleasure. I wouldn't have said that when I was first married, but after all these years, it's nice to see them grow up and turn into hopefully nice adults.
What have been your greatest worries or concerns?
Probably as regards the health of the people around me. That nothing would happen to them that would be, cataclysmic. A broken arm, a broken finger really doesn't concern me. I'm really concerned with much more significant things, their well-being and their safety.
Okay. What do you consider to be your greatest achievements?
That's a tough question.
I want to think about that, and I'll ask you that after.
We'll come back to that.
Do you have a philosophy of life to share with your descendants?
Yes.
What?
I think you should be, above all, one, honest to yourself. And honest to those about you. And always really do your absolute best at whatever you're doing.
Okay.
You want to come back to the greatest achievements?
Okay.
Right. My greatest achievement? It's, sounds funny because it really is not any one particular thing that I might have done as well as what I feel is learning about myself, spending the time and energy to learn a lot about me, and getting to know me better and liking me, I think is really probably been my greatest personal achievement. Yeah.
Okay. What kind of jobs did you have when you were little?
When I was little?
Yeah, like when you were 18, 19.
Oh, I had jobs from the time I was about 11.
What kind of jobs?
When I was 11, I used to collect wire coat hangers, and I used to bring them to the cleaner, who used to pay me for them. He used to give me a penny a coat hanger. And I used to go from door to door in people's houses, and I used to ask them if they had any wire coat hangers they didn't want. And I made a couple of dollars a week doing that. And then I used to fold newspapers, put newspapers together for people, like the Sunday Times, which is, you know, has many sections. And I worked in a candy store. I used to make sodas, and ice cream sodas, and all kinds of good stuff like that. I didn't eat ice cream for about 2 years after that, because it was like shoveling snow. It was really terrible. And then I worked in a garage where I used to fix automobiles. I used to pump gasoline.
Do you remember what the name of the garage was?
Yes, I do.
What was the name?
Sandy's. S-A-N-D-Y. Apostrophe S. Sandy's.
Do you remember who gave you the job?
Right, Sandy.
Okay.
And you know why?
No.
Well, okay, he happened to be one of my friend's fathers.
He?
Yes, he. Sandy was a man. And one of my friends was his, he was one of my friend's fathers.
Okay. When you got married, where did you go? Oh.
On my honeymoon?
Yeah, if you want to say that.
Oh, okay. Well, we went to the Bahamas.
Bahamas!
Right. Right. We went to Grand Bahama Island, and we stayed at a place called Jack Carr's Hotel and Country Club. It was really nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.